Hey, good evening, Joe,
and everybody else.
Okay, tonight, Beis Hashem, we're going to be learning page 450. This is Resh Chaf Hey Amud Beis, and tonight we're going to be doing Seifim Lamed Dalid and Lamed Hey. So it says the Shulchan Aruch and Seif Lamed Dalid. We were talking about if you have a gap that is 20 amos wide, meaning the opening of the Mavoi is 20 amos wide. So last night we spoke about how you could utilize a pas that's arba amos, that's four amos, that goes into the depth of the Mavoi, and that would work. Od Efshalas. There's another thing that you could do for a mavoi that's 20 amos wide. Sheyarchik shtei amos me'akosel, leave 2 amos of space from the wall. V'yase pasrach of shalosh amos, and then make a board that's 3 amos wide. It's got to be wider than the airspace in between it and the wall. So now you're 5 amos away from the wall. V'yase kein gam b'tzad hasheni, and you do that on the other side as well. V'yishar pesach rach of 10 amos, and then if you do the math, if you take 5 amos off of the right side, 5 amos off of the left side, you're left with 10 amos in the middle, and that's exactly the size of that a Pesach is allowed to be. Or alternatively, Yarchik Amma, leave one Amma empty next to the wall, V'yasa Pas Amma Mechza, and then make a board that's 1.5 amos. V'yarchik Amma, then another Amma leave blank, V'yasa Pas Amma Mechza, and another Pas that's Amma Mechza, which again gets you to 5 amos off of the wall, V'chein Yasa Pesad Hasheni, and you do the same thing on the other side, and therefore you'll be left with a space of 10 amos in between, which is exactly the size you're allowed to have for a Pesach. A third option, Yarchik Shtei Amos Ushnei Tfachim, go 2 Amos and 2 Tfachim off the side of the wall, V'yasa Pas Shtei Amos V'arba Tfachim, and then put a board that's slightly larger, that's 2 Amos and 4 Tfachim, and that will get you to 5 Amos away from the wall, V'chein Yasa B'sad Hasheni, and you do the same thing on the other side, V'chein Kol Keyotzi B'zeh, meaning it doesn't have to be these exact measurements, but you're following the basic ideas, that you get 5 Amos off of the wall on one side, 5 Amos off of the wall on the other side, and then you're left with only a 10 Amos opening in between. But the rules are, the board that you're using has to be bigger than the airspace between it and the wall. Because otherwise, the airspace on either side of that board will be mevatel the board. Because the rule is that if it's sandwiched by airspace that is larger than it on both sides, then it doesn't exist. One needs to be careful not to leave aside the larger opening and go instead into the smaller ones, one of these small spaces that he left. Because if you do that, then the tikkun amavoi doesn't work, unless you also happen to have made a tzuras pesach for the smaller one. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the yasa pas rach of shalosh amos, dinasa yideza omin merubal aparut shebetzidov v'nechshav kesasim. By having a blank space of 2 amos and then 3 amos of wall, you have more omed than parutz, and therefore that's considered like it's closed. V'afgav v'yam l'kaimelon de parutz komein nami shari, and even though normally we say when it's exactly 50-50, the same amount of parutz as omed, that's also okay. Okay, over here you need the omid meruba al parutz because it's also parutz on the other side of the board. So if it's exactly shava, the omid and the parutz, and then on the other side of the omid there's more parutz, then we would say that it's batel. And the point is that you leave a 10 amah pesach. Now that you have a 10 amah pesach to the mavoi, you got to do what you do to be matter the mavoi. You need a lechi, you need a korah, to lo adiv mishar mavuos yalma, because it is no better than any other mavoi that's 10 amos wide, or that's less than 10 amos wide, where you need a lechi or a korah. V'nosna korah rakal shetach eser amos. The korah only needs to cover those 10 amos that remain. V'chein kshos alechi amidu barosh eser amos. And if you're putting up a lechi, also it should only be in that 10 amah gap. It shouldn't be off all the way to the side walls. Because the area that's already walled in from what you just built is already omen merubal parts. It's already considered as if it's taken care of. The only area that needs taking care of is that 10 amos that remains. You could just as easily be marchik 4 amos from the kosel, make a 6 amos wall next to that, and then you're only left with 10 amos on the other side, and that would work as well. But you do need to be careful. The Shulchan Aruch had warned that not to leave a not to abandon the Pischa Rabba for a Pischa Zuta. That someone's going to do that, that they're going to leave aside the larger opening and instead use the smaller opening. The people won't do such a thing. Because if you do that, and you make it that the larger opening is no longer your doorway, and therefore you're mevatel the lechi or the kora that was set up in it. So therefore the mavoi is considered as if it doesn't have a tikkun lizuta, and unless you make a surah pesach for the smaller doorway. He says, I don't care what's going on over here. We said that you're not allowed to abandon the larger doorway for the smaller doorway, because then the larger doorway doesn't exist. It's not a doorway anymore. So why does putting a Tzuras HaPesach on the smaller doorway help? When you put a Tzuras HaPesach on the smaller doorway, that should have no impact on the larger doorway. The Tver Shmuel says it's a typo in the Shulchan Aruch. It should say that you have to make a Tzuras HaPesach on the larger doorway. Now I get that even though it's once you make a Tzuras HaPesach, you can't say that you were mevatel the Shem Pesach from it, even if you're no longer going it, because it has a Tzuras HaPesach. So that really makes it a legitimate Pesach. Sif Lamed Hey. Pas zesha amarnu shosakein the mind roch of a mavoi ein tzarich shei pasach et shalim. Well, everything we said in the previous sif about make a pas and then some airspace and then a pas, all of that doesn't have to be one solid piece of wall. Ela bekana kana pachs mishlosha sagi. A pas can also be made up of poles that are less than three tefachim apart from each other. De pachs mishlosha kishalim dami, because pachs mishlosha is lavud, so we view that as if it's one large piece. So if you have five poles that are a tefach and a half apart from each other, we view that as one solid wall that runs that entire span. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kishalim Dami Ratzalomer Valkein Ein Shayich Lomer Bze Asi Avir Daigis Daigis Umvatalei. Meaning, let's say you have a half a tefach pole and then two tefachim in between it, and then another half tefach pole, then two tefachim of airspace in between that and the next one. You're not going to say Asi Avir Daigis Daigis, so because there's no avir. All that airspace is really lavud. It's really closed. We only say Asi Avir Daigis. So the high gisa, when it's larger than three tefachim of airspace, and there's airspace on both sides that are larger than the amud. Okay, so what we learned tonight is in Sifla Medalad we discussed another way to handle a 20 amud wide opening, and we said the way to handle it is to minimize that opening to only 10 amos through a combination of airspace and posts, but the post has to be wider than the airspace that exists between the wall and it. We also said that you have to be careful not to abandon the larger Pesach and instead use a smaller Pesach. And if you do that, you're going to need a Tzuras HaPesach, Mishnah Berurah said, on the larger Pesach. And then we said, in order to make a post, it doesn't have to be a solid piece of wall. It could be a bunch of little poles that are less than three tefachim apart from one another. Tomorrow we'll do Sif Lamed Vav and Shin Samach Dal Sif Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening.